Hi. Welcome to the ANOC/Annual Notice of Change podcast. This is an informational podcast concerning your Medicare and prescription drug benefits annual notice of change/ANOC letter for the coming year. We hope all is well with you today, and we are glad you are here. The reason for this important informational ANOC podcast is to give you a heads up that there may be a lot of changes in Medicare and prescription drug benefits this coming year, and to let you know that if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or Part D plan, also known as a prescription drug plan, be sure to look over your ANOC/annual notice of change letter that you will receive in late September from your current Medicare health provider. Hopefully, you are familiar with the ANOC letter that is sent out annually from your Medicare health plan. In case you are not, this is how it works. In September, your private Medicare insurance company should send you an ANOC/annual notice of change letter. It may seem like another boring piece of mail, but it's more important than you might think, which is why you need to read it carefully. Analyzing your annual notice of change letter may help you save money and provide the care components that are most important to you in a healthcare plan. The ANOC/annual notice of change is a letter from your private Medicare insurance company explaining the changes that will be made to your Medicare Advantage plan or Part D plan/prescription drug plan for the upcoming year. A number of changes can occur in your MAPD/Medicare Advantage plan, and they can affect any of the following: your monthly premium, annual deductibles, out-of-pocket maximum, copays for medical services or medications, the network of doctors or pharmacies, and the drug formulary, which is the list of generic and brand name drugs that your plan covers. If there are changes made to any of these, you'll need to evaluate what you should do in response. For instance, your drug plan may no longer cover one or more of the medications you're taking. If that's the case, you could enroll in a new Part D drug plan that does provide coverage. Or you might learn that your doctor and pharmacy are no longer in the network. That means you'll need to look for a plan with doctors in your network or commit to finding new providers who are in network. Your plan's out-of-pocket maximum may even change, and if it's not something you can afford, you can search for a plan with a lower limit. You should also consider your own health. Do you require a different level of care now than you did earlier in the year? If so, it's time to make sure your current plan meets your future needs. Evaluating these changes and shopping around to see what is currently available this year could end up helping you save money on your healthcare expenses. So, to recap, the ANOC/annual notice of change letter will give a summary of any changes in your plan's costs and coverage that will take effect January 1st of next year. It also provides important information about your benefits and costs, and it can help you decide whether to keep your current plan or look for a new Medicare Advantage plan or prescription drug plan during AEP, which is also called the annual enrollment period, which runs from October 15th to December 7th. It has been reported that benefits from some Medicare Advantage plans could be cut by as much as up to 25% this year. PDPs/prescription drug plans may double their monthly premiums and have higher copays or have a smaller formulary, and Medicare supplements may have a double-digit monthly premium increase. This is mostly due to less money being available to Medicare Advantage plans, as well as higher inflation and increased costs for PDPs and Medicare supplements, new government regulations and new policies implemented over the last couple of years, etc. Please don't worry, we are here to help you still receive the benefits that you want, need and deserve. This year, licensed and certified insurance professionals that specialize in Medicare and prescription benefits will be available and will provide an ANOC/annual notice of change review for you at no charge. We know that Medicare can sometimes be confusing, but especially this year with all of the changes happening at the same time. We are here to help you through the maze. Please find the link below for the ANOC/annual notice of change review for you to contact if you would like to schedule an ANOC review starting on or after October 1st, which is after you receive your annual notice of change letter in September. We want you to receive all of the benefits and services that you want, need, and deserve. ANOC reviews are now being scheduled for October 1st and after. Be sure to schedule your ANOC review as soon as possible, as the calendar is filling up fast. Of course, there will be no charge to you for this program. This is provided as a free service as part of the ANOC/annual notice of change review program. We will talk to you soon, and if you need anything before then, please don't hesitate to reach out to us at Ask the Helpline, link is below. Please note, Medicare benefits can change by counties, so after you click on your state, on askthehelpline.com, click on your county of residence to learn of benefits for that county from your county's healthcare benefits specialist. Remember, benefits can change by county. Again, not to worry, we are here for you. Feel free to reach out to us. Schedule your, no charge, ANOC/annual notice of change review ASAP, for peace of mind. As always, it's best to be prepared. Thank you for your time. We wish you a great day.